Well, hello. Welcome again to Daily Inspiration Time. I'd like you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Ephesians 6. And here we have the most famous passage to many, many Christians of putting on the armor of God, our defense against evil, our weaponry. Now, we know it says in another place that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. Here it tells you in verse 10 of Ephesians 6, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." It's all about his might. It's all about us yielding to have his might. "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." I warn you and I encourage you. If you don't put on the whole armor, you didn't put on the armor. This is a gift from God to wear. It is a spiritual application. It is a surrender. And it is something God tells us to put on, because the enemy, the devil, John 10:10, "Thief cometh not but to steal, kill, destroy." Jesus has come, give us the armor of God that we might live an abundant life. We're not supposed to be devil's food. We're not supposed to be running from the devil. We're not supposed to be scared of the devil. We're not supposed to even fear the devil. We're to fear God, and we're to be holy. Verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." That's telling me right now that if you're fighting and you're striving with man, you're striving the wrong place. Jeremiah said, "Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds, but woe to him that strives with his maker." Oh, my friend. Let's don't wrestle against the potsherds, people. Know that there are spiritual powers. There are habits in people that are left over from their sinful life. Oh, be smarter than that. Don't wrestle flesh. Don't wrestle blood. You're not strong enough or smart enough in the natural. But there, you got to realize who the real enemy is. Define, identify, and go after the real enemy. Principalities, powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God." There it is again. Whole, complete. "That you may be able to withstand in the evil day." You have an evil day coming. Withstand by being clothed in God's protection. "And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." And one last thing in verse 18, the greatest resource you have as a believer. All those things are great, but if you don't pray always, verse 18, "praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Pray, all prayer. The power is in a relationship with God. The power is calling upon that name, and that name is above every name. And then win, success, glorify God. Victory over sin, victory over the flesh, victory over the world, victory over the devil. And at last, a good and faithful servant is what you'll be. read through Ephesians 6. Let's put on the whole armor of God.